This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order. 1-800-CONTACTS.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I've harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome to the intro episode to the Western Rookie Podcast. Now, if you are saying, well, what the hell happened? This isn't the Backcountry Rookies podcast. Yes, we have rebranded this feed with a couple new people, and we're going to be putting out a lot of the similar content, you know, focused to people who are interested in hunting out west, hunting that DIY type, and for people who don't have a lot of experience in it, like myself. I've only been on 2 elk hunts. I've been on 4 mule deer hunts, and I haven't found success yet. So the content that's coming out of this feed will reflect that. Now I'm not going to be the host. Okay. The host of the podcast is also, here today. His name is Dan Matthews. He's also the host of the Nomadic Outdoorsman podcast. So Dan, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing really good. I'm very excited about this new podcast and carrying on the mantle from the Backcountry Rookies.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say this. Huge shout out to Chad Riker. That guy put in a lot of work on the Backcountry Rookies. He decided that that podcast had kind of run its course. And I said, well, man, I'm just going to keep the ball rolling with this under a new brand. And so huge shout out to Chad and everything he did to basically, you know, build this up. Now, I will tell you this, there's going to be a lot of really good content coming, so stay tuned. I already know some of the guests that Dan here is going to be interviewing and talking about. And I think you can agree, Dan, that the people, even in the first handful of episodes that are going to be coming out of this new podcast, there's going to be a lot for people to learn.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be really beneficial for anybody from the East or even Midwest who is interested in getting out West, but it might be a little intimidating. You know,
yeah.
The barriers to entry seem too high. When we talk to these people that have experience with it, that can give you gear suggestions or tips and tricks on how to draw a certain tag, like it's going to seem a lot more doable and a lot more accessible for the everyday hunter.
Yeah. What is your experience doing the Western hunts? Like, have you been on many mule deer or antelope or elk hunts?
You know, I've never antelope hunted. That's something I still want to do. I've been on 3 elk hunts at this point. I've been on 2 mule deer hunts, 1 successful, 1 not. My first 2 elk hunts were actually successful, both of them. And then I've done a moose hunt as well as a mountain goat hunt. And both of those, I didn't have a tag myself, but a good friend of mine drew a tag. It was his first time, as it is for most people who do go out and hunt moose or mountain goat. And so we kind of figured that one out together.
Right. So that was more of a tag along type trip.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to your experience, and this is something that I kind of want to talk to you about, and I'm sure that we're going to learn on this, on the Western Rookie podcast here, is what do you hope as the host of this podcast, what are you hoping to pull away and pry out of the guests and some of the people that are going to be on this podcast?
I'm hoping to get the information that they wish they had had when they first started Western hunting.
That's a great point.
There's so many things that I would never think of coming from a tree stand in Wisconsin or now living in Missouri. Like, hey, if you buy a new pair of boots, you're going to put a lot of miles on them. Make sure you wear them for 2 months prior to the elk hunt or
right.
to the mule deer hunt. Or you're going to be miserable and your feet are going to be blistered and bleeding. Like, there's so many things that it are just foreign to me. I mean, it really yeah. is like learning a new language when it comes to yeah. Western hunting versus sitting in a tree stand over a food plot.
Yeah, that's a fact. I can remember one of my very first ever mule deer hunts where I was so intimidated that I didn't even make any moves, I felt like, on that first trip. I did have an encounter with an antelope. This was in Nebraska in 2014. But I was so intimidated by the landscape and by the new method of hunting that I almost got paralysis, and I was afraid to make any moves. And when I finally bucked up and started making moves, all I was doing was just seeing mule deer hop over the ridge, hop over yep. the ridge, hop over the ridge. And then on my first elk hunt, I knew I had to get in shape. So I said, hey man, I gotta lift a lot of weights. I did a little bit of cardio, but probably not as much as I should have. And then I got out there, and my first elk hunt was in Colorado at 10,000 feet. And oh my Lord, there's no amount of training that a flatlander like myself from Iowa could do to get into that kind of style and shape. And so, man, it was, I take that back. You know, I completely forgot about this. 2014, I went on an elk hunt in Idaho, and that was a absolute train wreck of a hunt. We saw some elk, but they were so far away and so high. And I was with another guy, and you'll probably hear this when
hear some of the guests talk on this podcast is if you go with a group of people, you're only as good as the weakest link in that chain. And I will tell you that I was the weakest link in that chain. From I was mentally defeated from the time I got out of the car and started hiking up the mountain. So definitely a lot to learn from the boots and the preparation, but also from the hunting strategy. As far as hunting strategy is concerned, what do you think we're going to be getting out of this?
I think people are going to realize that you have to approach it completely differently from a whitetail hunt. I remember my first elk hunt. It was the night before season opener. We were hunting with rifles, and I was like, all right, guys, sunrise is at like 6:30 today. What time are we getting up? Like, I'd like to be out there at 5:15, maybe, you know, 45 minutes before legal shooting light. And they all kind of looked at me because these guys were seasoned hunters. And they're like, what are you talking about, man? And I'm like, yeah, don't we want to be out there? Like, we're public land. We want to be out there before the other guys are. And they're like, no, we don't travel unless we can see. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, first of all, the terrain is much different, but also you're going to be passing up a lot of country that's great habitat for elk. And if you drive in there on the four-wheeler or the side-by-side when it's still dark out, you may have blown past, you know, 75 elk and you never had a chance to even see them because it was dark out. And little things like that, tips and tricks to make people more successful, but not only more successful, have a more enjoyable time. Like, is there something about your first hunt, even though you said it was a train wreck, that brought you back out there?
Not necessarily to Idaho specifically, but it kept me interested in, you know, continuing to elk hunt. And I'll say this, that we didn't hear a lot of bugles that trip, but there was one morning where the conditions were absolutely perfect and we hiked up and I heard one bugle from a very long ways away. And that was just like, oh man, that was worth it right there for that 19 hours I spent in the vehicle to get out to Idaho. And then I went back to Colorado a handful of years later. And I'll say this, that I had a elk bugle probably 80 yards away from me. And I about blacked out. I was so, I was so jacked up about that whole scenario. And we called that bull in and, my buddy had a shot at it. It didn't work out, but, that whole experience right there, just, I don't know, just kept like it hooked me to the point where I'm going to continue to do these trips out west. And in order to find success, I need to learn more. And whether that's just time in the field or talking to people who are better at it than me, that's how I learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to learn a lot more about the archery side of things because archery hunting is one of my passions when it comes to whitetail, but I've never actually picked up a bow and went out west with it. It's always been with a rifle. And from my experience, rifle hunting might get you in the same general area, but learning how to rifle hunt does not equate to success with a bow when you're chasing after these animals. And so I'm a virgin when it comes to archery hunting out west, and I'm looking forward to getting the information that I need to help myself be more successful as well.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Well, I'll tell you what, like we said, this is going to be a quick episode. I just want everybody to get introduce you guys to Dan here. Dan is, and I'll tell you this, as someone who's not going to be on this podcast as much, but Dan is as passionate as they come about the outdoors. I know he's going to do a good job. I know he's going to ask the right questions. I know the guests that he's going to bring on are going to be seasoned. They're going to be well spoken so they can explain, how to get all this laid out. And, hopefully the listeners of this podcast then find success. And, you know, and again, we continue on the tradition that the Backcountry Rookies podcast, was doing and, make them proud of us too, I guess. So, Dan, any final words before we call it quits on this intro?
Man, I would just say stick with us. We're gonna dive deep into a lot of tips and tricks and strategies and gear, not only from seasoned hunters from the West, but also we're going to be talking to a couple people that have just gone out on their first or second hunt. And yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of good information from them as far Absolutely. As the mistakes not to make. So
right.
I'm excited.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Dan, this is from this point on, man, it's your podcast. So, I hope you have fun, doing it. And I know you will, man.
Oh yeah. I absolutely can't wait. I'm looking forward to some of these guests, and I appreciate this opportunity. And that's going to do it for today. Like Dan said, this was going to be a quick intro episode, and I hope you guys are looking forward to it, though, because we have an all-star lineup of guests with tons of knowledge, years of experience hunting big game animals out west, and we're going to pick their brains. We're going to find out how we can become better Western hunters, or how we can better prepare for our first time going out west and hunting. So stay with me. Hop on social media, though. If you have something that you really want to learn about, say it's archery antelope hunting, hit me up. And if there's common messages or a common thread throughout my inbox, we're going to find the best guest possible to come on and share information about that topic. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are as well. Until next time, though. Get out there and find a new adventure.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.